And the wickedness of man, so great. And the wickedness of man, women, world, so great. Every imagination of their heart is only evil continually. Find you in the first book of Acts, I think, where it talks about honey. They can't help themselves, can they? Really can't. They really can't help themselves, can they? Because it's what you're doing. Every one of you. And for some reason or other, you don't particularly want to change. I like the way I is. How about an open face?
Hallelujah.
How about when I shall see him? Is that the way you're going to look? Did you look in the mirror this morning?
Amen.
Why are you cast down? Why did you count this fallen? Did you look in the mirror this morning?
Amen.
You know what the mirror is? Did you look in it?
Yes.
Do you like the way it describes you?
Mm.
Hmm? And see, now I've given you at least 3 or 4 minutes to try to affect the change.
Amen.
And I know every last one of you. I wish I could look up there and let them see I'm glad to see them. But I keep telling you, you can't do that right now.
Amen.
You've got to make it a continual practice. Isn't that amazing? Now, what did I say that caused that downcast look again? Huh? When I look. A prophet sent to make the people ready to look upon his face. And I'm not doing too good. I was hoping I could see a change, but... And you know the thing about it is that you don't particularly care. We like ourselves the way we is. Yeah, we do. And that's what the scripture said it would be. Lovers of their own self. We all fix up ourselves, don't we?
Sorry.
Hmm? And there you go again. What did I say to cause that? Offended. So easily offended. Get them out of here, Lord. I can't keep coming to this tabernacle with a worldwide audience and have to deal with these people. If they don't want to wake up, rise up, stand up, I don't want them. People keep talking to me about restoration. And I tell them, yeah, but you're not coming back like that. You're not going to continue like this and be in the restoration. No, you're not. And somehow, if the Spirit of God doesn't overwhelm you with conviction, because you lack yourself the way you is. Lovers of their own self. Proud. Do I look all right? No. I didn't want to do that because I got something else I want to talk about, but it's just like that, and I don't know what to do about it. I talk to you about it, I tell you about it, just like water off a duck's back. All things continue as they were. Look, every one of every single one of you doing. I'll show you. I'll try to show you again. Are you looking at me? Look at me. I'll show you.
Oh, my Lord God. Oh, Jesus.
Is it a lie?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Yep. It is I.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father. And I love I. But nobody needs to be lying, do we? Yes. Iniquity. Your eye is going to be your ruin.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, God.
I got to push it out of my mind if I want to talk about. But if I talk about it, they're not going to get it. They're just not going to get it. So-called church in America, they don't know. They don't know how close this is.
Yes, Lord.
So they think you got another day or another hour. You know, we'll get by. Speech like that.
Amen.
And sudden destruction.
Amen.
By the way, that's not a warning that's given to the world.
No.
The warnings in the Bible are given to God's people.
Yes.
You generation of vipers, who warned you to flee? See, God don't warn the vipers.
No.
Are you part of that generation?
No.
Save yourself.
Yes, Lord.
See, that's my only hope. Because I'm a preacher of the Word of God.
Amen.
And as I was sitting down getting my little message together, I thought, well, I could. If they want me to be a chapter and verse, I want to be able to read it. And then I'll say, do you understand what you're reading? How about this one? And then shall the end come.
My Lord.
Do you understand that? David cried out, make me to know
my end.
That has to do with me. Because that's one of the things I cried out years ago. Make me to know my end. What's the end of this ministry? What's the end of all this work?
Yes, Lord.
We're in the end.
Yes, Lord.
And you see, you continue as you're done. It's going to end.
Amen.
And it's not going to be pretty.
Amen.
The day of the Lord will come. Woe be unto you. That desire to see. Look how he responds to me. Yeah. Ay. This is the remnant of the Overcome Ministry.
Yes,
this is it.
Yes, Lord.
This is the end of it.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And then I hear about the little infighting that goes on. Who's going to be greatest? Who's going to be in charge? Who's going to take over? Well, if any of that is true, then this is not of God.
Amen.
It's all to it.
Hallelujah.
There's one coming after me. It ain't going to be you.
Hallelujah.
It's going to be him.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Well, now, we'll have to wait and see. Well, you wait. You will see. See, even now, you're not being stirred inside. It's hard. Oh, we've heard that before. All things continue as they were.
Glory.
They don't like when I seek revenge, do they? They don't know that the food of repentance is revenge. Revenge. You're going to pay for the way you receive me. I don't believe that. the Lord Jesus Christ is going to be rebuked from heaven taking revenge.
Yes.
It doesn't say that, but what does it say? What does it say, you peanut brains? No, see, you don't even want to say the word, do you? Vengeance, 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 revenge, vengeance, 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 vengeance. Whack, you should have listened to him. Bang, you should have paid attention to him. Taking vengeance, 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 vengeance. Go ahead, keep on, keep on. Go ahead. Go ahead, fool, so slow to believe. Oh, I'm a believer, yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Where's your buddy? Yeah, I knew that was coming. Glad you made it, Sister Burgess. Where's he at? Just like all you're saying, I'm here. Well, where are you at? Are you here? Are you really here? Ah, dear. Are you really here? Where you at, Thomas? Well, I just left the place because I didn't see him there. And these guys were telling me he's alive. I didn't see him. See, whenever I take any incident in the Bible and apply it to you, there's a reason why I keep calling your name, Sister Burgess. Because God used you years ago when the prophet didn't even know he was a prophet.
Glory.
When I was just another guy just doing my own thing.
Glory, God. Hallelujah.
Look at him. Yeah. I don't know, was I calling myself a prophet at that time? Yeah.
Glory.
I don't know what kind of prophet I was. But I wasn't making much profit, though. Never mind. See, every word I say is foreign to you. Just so far. See, I speak revelation. And if you don't have the spirit of revelation, which is the Holy Ghost, you don't get nothing of it. Eyes and you see not. Ears and you hear not. And you've been commanded to be filled with the Holy Ghost. And he commanded them. Don't depart from Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. I believe I got that.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Oh, God.
Thank you.
I don't know if I can do it, Lord. I just don't know. I just don't know how to convey the soberness of this hour.
Hallelujah.
I didn't write the book.
No.
I just preach it.
Yes.
Whosoever will not hear that prophet.
Amen.
In all things, all the time,
yes, Lord.
Shall be cut off.
Amen.
Look how some of you right now are being cut off. Sitting right here in my midst and you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
What, you want to point you out? That's all I have. Brother, off your back.
Glory. Bless you, Jesus.
Ain't no sense me saying to you folk, you should have hearkened to me. Somebody else maybe, but not me. And then you would have saved yourself this embarrassment.
Amen. Amen.
Because embarrassment means you are ashamed of yourself.
Yes, Lord.
You're being embarrassed. Where's the time where Jesus said, sleep on? I'll get it done.
Thank you, Lord.
Right over your head.
Yeah.
I don't know what meant that. What do you think it meant? Well, I ask you, since you're all so knowledgeable, what do you think it meant?
Hallelujah.
He spoke to Simon Peter, the only one that had been visited by God the Father by the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, God.
Who made the proclamation you are the Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah.
He that believes that Jesus the Christ is three times to get that one little statement out of your mouth. Look, he that believes that Jesus the Christ is, and you must be.
Glory! Glory, God.
With the heart, man believeth, and with the mouth. Wow. I don't know how to do this. I speak plain, Brother Stair. You're talking riddles. I don't understand what you're saying. And you're
glory.
Almost boasting it.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
How many years has it been that all the ones we heard snot nose over there, wise guy, college graduate, number one debater in his class.
Amen.
And boy, he loved to debate.
Amen.
And you couldn't tell him or anybody else that debating is a work of the flesh.
Amen.
It's actually listed,
yes,
along with adulterers,
mm-hmm,
fornicators, blasphemers, whoremongers, debaters.
Yes.
Wait, what are you debating this morning?
Mm-hmm.
Debaters, I give my opinion, you give your opinion, let's see if they meet or disagree. How many of you debating for you right now? You don't agree with this. You don't agree with it. I don't know what you came to do, but I didn't come to hear that preacher talk like that. I wasn't expecting this. He's a refining fire. Who shall abide when he shall appear? Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
And presumptuous, are they? And when I respond sometimes to some things, you all get upset. If I could mention one or two things that would get some of you folks, especially if I mentioned publicly, so everybody else would know. I really ought to do that so that you know.
Yes.
Stop being presumptuous.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
I hate presumptuous sin.
Yes.
Of all the things that David knew, he said, my God, deliver me from presumptuous sin.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How the hell do you even know what that means? What is presumptuous sin? Huh? Presumptuous are they? Self
will.
How presumptuous are you? You're walking here with presumption, isn't you? Are you hearing the will of God? Then this is not the way God told you to enter His presence. He didn't say to sit on a nice chair like that.
Hallelujah.
If Jesus was here, we'd probably be sitting out there on the ground.
Amen.
With the cows.
Amen.
Why does your folk admit, my God, man, I just don't have it. My mind just doesn't go there. We're too carnally minded, and we mind earthly things. Thank you. You know, if you don't learn how to receive a rebuke,
hallelujah,
you ain't never going to be strong in the faith. You ought to cry out, rebuke me, prophet.
Yes.
Don't rebuke them, rebuke me.
Yes, Lord.
Correct me.
Amen.
And would you like if I start? Where should I start? And I know exactly what your mind does. You ain't got no right to rebuke me. I know you. Do you know me? Are we being known as He knows us?
Glory. Yes, Lord.
See, I make a statement like that and your mind goes, huh? That carnal mind. Don't blame me for your carnal mind. The carnal mind is presumptuous. But I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm in a tabernacle. I give all my money. And though I bestow all my goods and give to the poor, and I have not the love of God,
hallelujah,
it profits me nothing. Do I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, perfect love? It profiteth me nothing. Preach the word, prophet! I am! I am! Admonishing, correcting, instructing. How about instruction in righteousness?
Yes.
Don't you think we need some instruction on how to worship God? We've come into this house. We've gathered His name to worship Him. That's what all these houses are going to worship. They're going to all worship tomorrow. America is going to be filled with houses of worship. And you're going to see people walking. I still remember stories, you know, but you tell me what I'm going to tell you. I will repeat it to you with almost the exact words that I gave it to you the first time. It was maybe 12, 15 years ago. I was driving to Charleston on Sunday morning. Is that clear enough?
Amen.
I was going down 61. Then I went over and headed down. Anybody been that way? I didn't follow this damn house. Everything down this way, and turn left, and then turn right, and go down to a little. Damn this thing!
Glory, glory, God, glory.
Goes all the way into Charleston.
Amen.
Nice little place, but now you know your garden.
Amen.
Oh, nobody's been that way, have they? Nobody can back me up when you're in the scriptures. It's like somebody asked me about a wire road. They asked me, where's the curve? I said, you can't see it. It's right there. There is a gigantic, well, no, but a curve all at once. And right in the center of it, there was a great big giant. What do you do, Lord? Churches be these chairs. We started out, we just had things that weren't too comfortable. Ground floor, no sides. Then the brother started going to bless me by bringing me some nice little comfortable chairs. Stupid fella brought all them things down from Point Pleasant, all the comfortable, aren't they? They're soft cushions. I was like the old mother eagle. She lays her eggs in a nice nest that's covered with rabbit fur. And boy, you people just don't have it. I say something in your mind, you just can't perceive it. Look at you. Yeah, the old mother eagle. She puts rabbit fur, squirrel fur, whatever, and then she lays her eggs and hatches out the little ones. Come on, there, big shot!
Thank you, Father.
I'm sorry, Freeman. Your faces tell me you're not understanding this.
Oh, God.
I wonder what comment doctor's degree or education degree would take, but for me to speak language that you would understand. Well, Brother Stary, you're like Paul. You say so many things it's hard to understand. Especially when you talk about me.
Oh, God. Glory. Thank you, Father.
Don't you understand me, Brother Stary? Yeah, I sure do. I understand you, stiff neck. You got to understand that these things that God says They're not happy spent. They're volunteer. You're stiff-necked because you want to be stiff-necked. You're stubborn because you want to be stubborn.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
You're choosing a way of death instead of a way of life.
Hallelujah.
And right now you can choose again.
Hallelujah.
Right there.
Yes.
The instant. You choose again.
Yes.
But you see, I keep telling you, I can sense everyone says, well, I wish I could satisfy that guy. No, don't satisfy him.
Yes, Lord.
We have come into this house. Really? Oh, so you have a form of worship, huh? Oh, we sing the nice songs. Mm-hmm. Huh? I've told you several times the things that God stopped me with. The wire rope was one of them. If he hadn't stopped me, and how did he stop me? What the hell are you asking me? Driving down Union Boulevard, now or never.
Hallelujah. Glory.
What in the world is he doing 70 years ago?
Glory. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Yes. Get out of here!
Yes,
God. Get him out, God!
Hallelujah.
There's none of them crying, cast me not away.
Oh, God.
Now I'm going to cast him away. You wicked people, you better repent, folk.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
This don't do it.
Amen.
See, now, I really had God deal with me something today. Isn't it? And I how many times have I walked before this crowd and said, sure would love to give you some revelation.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory.
Well, you see, the reason why you don't desire me to give you revelation, because you don't know that this whole ministry, including you, has been done by revelation. You watched me run people off here this week, because it's been revealed to me. They're not getting in. And you better take heed, because you may be the next one. And if you don't think I'll stand that door, or you might want to fight me. You want to do it today?
You
have to enjoy that ice door when I say, stay out, don't come in no more. Well, that's what you told me to do with my chair the other day. And for 3 long weeks, you would not even make any effort to want to be back with the people. And then when I put it, well, I want to be with the people, and you're the one to keep me from doing it. Hey, that's what he's done. That's what he's done. Brother Brown was with me when I dealt with him. Well, you told me to stay in my trailer. You said you was feeding me. We did. Yeah. You told me to stay out. Yep. You're not going to come in right. Sister Burgess, you don't need to be advised about drawing back, do you? We all got to be admonished. Don't look back. When you do, you turn into a pillar of salt. You get hard. You get bitter. So, don't look back. Yeah. Every time I've told stories like this, I would tell you how God would talk to me. I just told you the first one.
Yeah.
Now or never.
Now or never.
Well, I responded to the now, mm-hmm. And so it's still now.
Amen.
It's never, I would always.
Glory.
I'm not going to change for you.
No.
I'm not going to be your prophet.
No.
I'm not going to be your preacher.
No.
I would love to end up being your brother. But if I have to, I'll even do without that. I'm not going to deny you as a brother. You've got to deny me.
Glory.
And of course, you know, we are our brother's keepers. Ever learning. The most knowledgeable generation of mankind knows so much about things that only God could do. The stars, the skies, the planets.
Glory.
They're planning now the next major move for humanity is to Mars. Yeah, they are. And they're not just starting. They're pretty well on their way. Yeah. And only a few. They're already taking passengers. You pay about $1 million and you can reserve your seat. And we'll go to Mars. Sound like saying so, I exalt myself above the stars. So you folks don't know the book when I quote something. My people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge of the times, of events, of circumstances, of situations. What were you expecting for a prophet? What, in white and nice clothes? See, now if you knew the story, old John the Baptist showed up clothing camel's hair. Well, I can go get a camel's hair suit. They make them. Yeah, you it costs you about $5,000, but you can get a suit made out of camel's hair. And they didn't have to kill a camel. You think what they do is, look at that. Look what they do with cloth. What's that made out of? So, what a machine does that? What is that? Boy, man, there's something, ain't he?
Amen.
Look at that. Look at that. Look at that.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Oh, God. Yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh,
man, there's something. What is man? He's something. He thinks he's really something. He really thinks he's God.
Thank you, Father. Praise thy name.
You know, man, as old as I am, with one foot on the land and the other on a banana peeling, and I can feel it slipping. I shouldn't talk so smart. Especially too much of smart people. Boy, they love the truth. I drive down Wire Road because at that particular time, my marriage, the second one that God gave me, was falling apart. And I've even told you some of the things that took place. I just wasn't surmising. I saw this. I caught it. My old head was going every which way but right. And all I could hear was words of death. Death to the marriage. Death to the ministry. You wicked people, you sit right there and you won't admit that you what in the hell is he talking about? Why, brother, tell you don't know like I know. You don't know that about a husband, do you? Children? You don't know about being black or white. You don't know about being rich or poor. I've experienced them all. When I tell you I pastored a church for 5 years for $5 a week, who can conceive that? Going down a wire road, I hit 100 miles an hour. I was insane.
Glory.
Eyes were glassed over. Am I doing all right describing this?
Yes.
you would like to talk. I was reading Jonathan Kahn, who is a Jewish rabbi who is Christian. And all the main prophecy boys are putting him on because he wrote a book called Harburger. And it's pretty good. He talked about Ground Zero. He talked about events. And he's talking from the Jewish perspective. And all this thing was written to the Jew first. Jesus came to the Jew first. They're going down Wire Road, heading for that tree. I could see it. Now, Brother Timothy, every time I talk about that, you nod your head. Have you seen the tree? Is it really there? It's still there? Oh, boy. There, go take a look. Your ability to comprehend is zero.
Amen.
Oh, that you better comprehend the height, the depth, and to know the love of God. Who can comprehend it? Who can perceive it? Who can receive it? Oh, the love of God is greater far. Oh, Charles Wesley tried to sing about it. Said, oh, for a thousand tongues, so I can sing my Redeemer's praise. You got one tongue, why don't you talk in that one? And it counted the another one than the one you already got. I hit that old cylinder and I was heading, and all at once I heard God say to me, you want me to talk to you again? Oh, to go without hearing God talking? I can't go a day without hearing God talk. Talk to me this morning. I'd like to give it to you. But you're not able. Your mind's not even on what's going on. You're minding earthly things. That's the carnal mind.
Yes.
To be earthly minded, carnal. And a carnal mind cannot. Well, they love me, Lord. Well, you don't say nothing good about us. That's because there's nothing good about you. there's nothing good to say about you. Now, if you want to say something good, talk about the good one. Somebody ought to get excited around it, but that's going to be too obvious, you know. Now, I don't know why I did what I did. Well, I do. I know why, because God just directs my path.
Hallelujah.
Now, let's just ask Sister Rose, so she walked in on me. What was I looking at?
Testimonies?
The Messianic Jews. And I thought to myself about the lawyer I got. I said, are you a Christian? He said, no. I'm a Messianic Jew. That means I'm a Jew looking for my Messiah. And then we sat down and talked for 45 minutes in the prison house. He said to the judge, this guy.
Praise God.
Oh, never mind. It doesn't impress you. How we were even led to that man.
Oh, God.
I said to one, that's someone introduced you to the Messiah.
Glory.
He told the judge, he said, this guy. Oh, nobody went to back me up again. Nobody. You're just making it up right there. What would make that attorney stand in front of the judge and say that? As he was trying to establish, this is it. Never mind. Will y'all get out, please? I don't want to throw you out. Will you just get out? You're sure not trying to get in? Oh, you're part of the bunch seeking to enter, but you're not able. many people are not able to accept the times. They're not able to accept the truth. And I know why. Back 2,000 years ago, when Jesus was born, for 30 years he didn't do much of anything. At the age of 12, he got a little, showed us what snot-nosed kids would do.
Amen.
You know, the kids get between 11 and 12, they start getting smart. And that's whether you're physical or spiritual. So when you get to 12 years old spiritually, you get smart. And when the Holy Ghost comes and rebukes you, you say, "How about my father's business?" What a stupid thing for Jesus to say. What a stupid thing for that 12-year-old snot-nose to say.
Amen.
And if you knew the story, you wouldn't. Amen. But he's sitting there. His mother, she couldn't find him.
That's right.
And when she found him in the temple.
Amen.
What was he doing? Well, come on, boys. Why don't you find and read it? What do you want to holler for? How many times have I asked you, brothers, to help me out with this?
Yes.
Hmm?
You came to
pass
it after 3 days.
And he came to pass it. For 3 days, she was frantic.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Had to go all the way back to Jerusalem.
Amen.
Because they'd gone a 3-day journey. We got to go back to Jerusalem.
Amen.
We've gone a 2-day journey already.
Yes,
2,000 years has gone by.
Yes.
2 days.
Yes.
Third day coming.
Yes.
Got to go back to Jerusalem. A few women stood by the cross weeping. And it was noted how much they loved him. His mother was one of them. He had treated her quite... Where you been, boy? Been looking for you. My mother. And when I say this, people... He sassed his mama.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Like Caleb sassed his dad. You want to go to church with me? Caleb to this day can walk and sit down over here.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Father.
He has no reason for not being here except Caleb. And if I was him, and I had this affection for this woman, I'd bring her too. And find out where the God's in that.
Amen.
You think anybody in this house is going to understand? How is it you do not understand my speech? How is it? Tell me why. What language am I talking that confuses you? What's the way you say it? What did I say about that? Answer me! Wow! God damn it, you wicked people. You are going to become the most hated preacher on the face of the whole earth. I'm getting there. One day I said to him, at first I thought that was a good thing.
Right.
But then when I started sense of hay coming.
Right.
I said, Lord, why? He said, remember, they hated me. Then I said to you, why did they hate Jesus? Why did they hate Jesus? He never done anything wrong. He went about doing good, and they hated him for doing good. Come on. See, I have you going to go like that, and you still don't get the weight of that. Why do folk hate me? Why do you experience bitterness towards me? Because of the way I talk. Why was Paul hated? Because of the way he talked. So you folks not to be too concerned about your children hating you, because if you don't talk right, they're going to love you. But when you try to correct them.
Oh, yeah.
So what are you doing in this temple? Well, I'm showing you how wise I am. You got it?
Yes, sir. Sitting in the midst of the doctors.
He was sitting in the midst of the doctors. The philosophers.
Yes.
The Pharisees, the chief boys. Right.
Both hearing them.
He was hearing them.
And asking them questions.
And asking them questions.
And all that heard him.
And all that heard him.
Were astonished.
Was astonished.
At his understanding and answers.
At his what?
His understanding and answers.
Do you know a man of understanding?
Yes.
When I say I know you, it means I understand you. We went through this yesterday with these two. Because she insisted that sister yelled at her. And she said, no, I'm from New Zealand. We don't yell at nobody. And then she yelled in the New Zealand way.
Praise the Lord.
Yell at her. What are you talking about? Well, she works very hard and she can't sleep at night like most of you.
Amen.
Then she tried to make up for it through the day. And you would think after all the work in the day, she could go sleep at night. Boy, oh boy, your eyes are like glass. You don't understand anything I speak about. I told you all along, there's hardly anybody in this place that goes to have a whole night's sleep. You might get an hour or two. You might work real hard so you get real tired. Then you get so tired you can't sleep. Come on, people. You don't think I learned anything in 86 years? I learned about you. How old are you, Paul?
81.
That's a long time ago. I'm 7 years past that. It just doesn't do good to talk to you. I was driving to Charleston Sunday morning. I went by a shopping center. There were at least four different churches in that shopping center. Storefront churches. Baptist, Presbyterian, Pentecostal, Evangelical. And they were all heading towards the little storefront church. And the Lord said to me, pull in there. Now you're going to question me again, huh? I said, the Lord told me. I said, the Lord told me. I said, the Lord told me. Look, pull in there. What do you think I've done?
Amen. Hallelujah.
See, you folk really don't believe God talks to me. Hypothetically. Especially when he talks to me about you. Then I'm not hearing him. Fools, so slow to believe. All. I think it was Brother Patterson back there was upset because I would say, go to hell, or damn you. Nice, gentle fella, come from a nice church in New York, they would never think of saying something like that. When that preacher preached hell in New York, he made it look good. All right, go to hell. I hope I don't make it look good.
My Lord, praise you.
We're in hell.
Thank you, God.
He lifted up his eyes.
That's right. Yes.
Then my sermon on that.
Yes.
Five things in hell that ought to be in the church.
Amen.
He lifted up his eyes. That's what you ought to be doing. Yeah, put that long look on again. Oh, but that pity me. You don't know what I'm going through. I've already told you what you're going to go through. It's not going to get any better. We're heading for the great tribulation. Moses didn't go through it. Paul didn't go through it. The only one I know went through this great tribulation was Jesus.
Yes.
He went through the great tribulation.
Jesus, yes, Lord.
Such as there was not, nor ever shall be. Oh, we get through this one.
Yes, Lord.
We're through. Oh, I know you like to sing it. I'm going through. What happened to your convincing singing?
Started out with Jesus, now I'm going through.
What about the big thing out of your mouth? Take the whole world.
But give me Jesus.
Oh.
Take the whole world. But give me Jesus.
Hey, we're on the air talking to the world. I came back from Wire Road, turned around, came back. Now, I won't tell you what the circumstances were, because they were very bad. You've heard enough about it. It'll be right after my episode with the barn. They had a barn out there. The old keepsake, the reminder.
Amen.
Why are you folk hanging around here? You really don't want to know. Well, you shouldn't talk about things like that. Why not? Why should we talk about David or Samson? Why? I mean, what do you get out of here about David messing around Bathsheba? What is that? Or Samson with Delilah. And I want to tell you something. I believe Delilah was saved eventually. Because she died with Samson. If we die with him, we'll live with him. Yeah, if we die with him, we'll live with him. If we're buried with him, we'll rise with him. Somebody in this place needs to get above your damn car of stupid mind and say, wow, what a message, what a word from the Lord.
Bless you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Before I came out of the house, the Lord told me to go back to the computer and get my Bible up again. See, I got several pages here. I'd like to speak it to you. But after an hour, after one whole hour already, still no movement from the dry bones. Dry response, dampening enthusiasm. And they just love it. I look at some of you folk and you look back at me and say, what are you looking at me like that for? Huh? What are you looking at me like that for, Lord?
Yes, Lord.
You're going to deny me.
Yes, Lord.
This is the third time. You're going to see me.
Hallelujah.
And I'm going to see you. Hey, why do all you folk that think you know the book so much, jot down what I'm talking about and then go search it out and see whether I'm telling the truth.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Jesus did, wait until they had them all beat up.
Right. Yes. Amen.
Oh, bless you. Yes. Go look it up.
Yes.
When they got done mocking Jesus, he walked through Palestine Hall, and there was old Peter.
Yes, Lord.
And somebody said, hey, you know him, don't you?
Yes, Lord.
That's the one you follow. He said, Jesus, Peter said, I don't know that man. Why the hell don't you folk come on down? Peter, who said, thou art the Christ, by divine revelation, now looks at that Christ who had told him what was going to happen to him. And Peter opened his big mouth and said, that ain't the one I know.
Yeah. Yes, he did.
Amen. Hey!
Amen.
Hey!
Amen.
Boy, you're... I'll give you space to repent. Sorry you're here. Go on, get out. I'm so glad I'm here. Yeah. If you would just speak words of encouragement. I can't. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. And with the voice of the archangel. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Are you going to be gathering around the cemetery?
No.
You're going to miss them.
Amen.
Amen. We actually have a cemetery with saints.
Yes.
We literally have almost everyone out there, as far as I know, has died in the faith. Now, that one fellow from New York, from up there, I'm not quite sure of him, but he did along to the dessert here. So we brought him back. He was a cook. And he was a good cook. Nobody remembers him. Aren't you ashamed? How easily we forget. You know what? When Larry was here, sisters, we didn't have no routine. He cooked every day. He was a cook. He ran a restaurant. What's wrong with you people? Why can't you believe that? I just, oh, big deal. That was a big deal that God was. Big deal.
Hallelujah.
He left eventually. So we had to find somewhere to keep the cooking going. Now we don't have to go to no Chinese restaurant or Japanese restaurant. We got a little Nipponese around here. That's all she can do is cook like the Nipponese. She knows how to stir it all up. She knows how to stir me up. Does she stir you up? I tell you one thing about though. Of course, well, I shouldn't do this. So when I start speaking well about people, they go the other way. But she's such a worker. And she's always happy. Come here.
Praise the Lord.
That ain't what I was looking for.
Oh.
Can you imagine that? She does that to everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a law.
Which one smells the best? Are you sure it's just not a big old stink? See, we can't even preach here because somehow when we try to use natural things to show you, see, that's culture.
Yes.
Japanese boy, they wouldn't even think. If they bowed to their emperor, you know what the emperor does with them? He bows back. He recognizes the... That's why she got upset when she said she yelled at me. They don't yell in New Zealand. They don't yell. The English culture, Canada, Jamaica, Trinidad, were influenced by English. They're taught to speak silently. When I went to Jamaica, I thought I was going to blow the roof up the place. Because I come storming and yelling. Why won't somebody agree with me?
Yes.
Jerry, when the last time you yelled?
when you was
raised at?
Right.
You didn't yell.
Nope. Nope.
No, you did not.
Amen.
Same with you. You did not.
Right.
Mm-mm. You yelled in your own way, but you didn't yell.
Amen.
Why did you folks believe me? I'll tell you sometime, you see, that's the southern black. That's the northern black. The northern blacks don't want to raise hell. Southern blacks, they... It's a different nature. Did you see that old guy with the organ? Huh? Did you see him? Hmm? Very persuasive, very confident. You ever go north? Boy, you've been blessed. Well, you got New Orleans culture.
Yes.
Yeah, you know how to Mardi Gras. Hey, what's the word Mardi Gras mean? Huh? What? Mardi Gras has a name. It means something. It's Catholic. What does it mean? Well, somebody please tell me what it means. If you don't know, say I don't know. Huh? Fat Tuesday, Ash Wednesday, right?
Right.
That's when they put the little ash on the head. Yeah, all get sanctified, getting ready for the resurrection.
Right.
Now, there's a verse here I'd like to read. But I've read it before, and it just doesn't, it just, it, when I find scriptures that have words like this in them, they stop me. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. Behold, I want to show you a mystery. Christ in you is the hope of glory.
Amen.
Behold, I want to show you a mystery.
Amen.
We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed.
Amen.
What a mystery.
Amen.
What a mystery.
Yeah.
How long have you tried to be changed?
Amen.
But one of these days there's a change coming. And when they shall have, listen to this now, never mind, it's the way you... Even the way you listen. Yeah, this is the way you do. This is how you do it. questionable listening.
Hallelujah.
Because you won't hear it. I can read the words, but the devil will kill you. Amen. You've got to get the spiritual understanding.
Yes, Lord.
And there's not too many spiritual people today.
Lord, yes.
We're carnal minded.
Glory.
That's death. Yes. To be spiritually minded is life. 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 And glory. Peace. Yes.
Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Right, get mad. Good. They that do hunger and thirst to be spiritual.
Yes. Glory. Thank you, Lord.
It doesn't say that. What does it say?
Hallelujah. Glory. Bless you, Lord.
What does it say?
They shall be
for the last several weeks, I would say to you, like you got it, Doug Anderson shows up here the other day. Pulls up out front. I knew he was coming. He called me. I knew what he was coming for. Just like Willie, I knew what they were coming for. They're seeking their own. They're not seeking God's will. When you come here, this is what we're here for. The will of God is even your sanctification. Separation from the world, from your family, from your kinfolk, from your... That's the will of God.
Yes.
In order for God to unite you with the body, He got to separate you from your body.
Yes, Lord.
That's hard for us to believe that our children are not part of this body. Our wives, our children, they're not part of the body. Sooner or later, that is going to become such a reality. Yeah. Well, you're going to say, wait a little longer, please, Jesus, till I get my children in. Or you're going to say, come quickly, Lord Jesus. What are you going to be doing? Let me have my own way, Lord. Let me have my own way. That's where my reward is, have my own way. Or your heart spoke. If I was preaching like this before I ever came here, I'd have people right up in St. George. I watched it. Maybe one day if I can, I'll push you all in the bus, I'll take you up there, and I'll take you to that place. Just, it was the old black fairgrounds. Back in those days, they had a black fairground and a white one. And they didn't meet. Well, we don't have it, do we? Our comprehension. We have put our tent up on the main street where that car dealership is up there. If you're going out of St. George, you see a car. Old black fella runs it. That's where I had the tent.
Hallelujah.
One night, as I was getting ready to start, up came the chief of police.
Glory.
Of St. George.
Glory.
You're very nice. Glory. He talked to a white guy now, not a black guy, see?
Amen.
So he walks up, very, very, introduced himself. Very cordial.
Hallelujah.
He said, now, preacher, he said, you're going to have to take this tent down. I said, why is that? He said, because we don't allow race mixing. In other words, you can't have service here and have black and white.
Amen. Hallelujah.
since most of them were black, you can't do that. Why the hell don't you folk wake up? How come, why don't you wake up and understand the times?
Amen. Hallelujah.
You hear the episode going on down here in Albany, Georgia? Hitting the news everywhere, even in Europe. Because there's two Georgia rednecks. That's what they were. In fact, they're raising hell because they should have arrested them four weeks ago. They literally, brutally killed a black boy running down the road. The district attorney wouldn't even prosecute him. Finally, people kept howling until the governor got in on it. Boy, you poor people. You have such a zero comprehension of what's taking place in your generation. When I first came here, we were told not to have black people. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. What the hell are you lying for?
Bless you, Jesus.
What are you doing that for? Why you keep...
Amen.
Ended up now with you two. Then I find you rebel at me. Well, did she ever rebel at Craig? Sure she did. Oh, remind me.
Remind me of you. The presence of every now and then. Show me where you are.
Yeah, you stayed up in Wisconsin, wherever you came from. When your dad died, then God had to kill your older brother to get you the hell out of that place. It brought your younger one down. Why in the world did you come here with healing? Huh? Well, what prevents people from doing what they conceive? Huh? If their dad was still living, he'd beat you all here. He'd give up that farm. He didn't give it up. I have decided... And stop holding back.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Time for Dad to leave. He didn't hold back. No, he didn't. Glory. I got fine boys. Oh, I told him what to do. I showed him what to do. I can leave now. How you doing, Dad?
Yes,
how you doing? Well, quite. I'm doing all right. Shepherd Paul over here. He's gray-haired and wise now. See, and I can tell you folk things, and for some reason or other, I sent for her. Because her older brother died. The farm was on its way out. He had his place. He didn't have his. His place was here. So I told him to get rid of his place.
Yeah.
Now what do I do with her or him?
Right.
I bring him to a place.
Amen. Glory.
They all live in the same house. Isn't that something?
Glory.
Just like family.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, they all got the same door to go in.
Amen. Praise God.
Huh? Amen. The only addition is Chubby. Now, Phil, when I asked you if you was interested in a wife, you told me who it was. Phil? You people are something. One day I was talking with Cheryl. I said, Cheryl, are you thinking about a husband? And she said, I said, who? I mean, who caught your attention?
Glory.
She says, Phil, I said, I'll take care of that.
Glory.
So I came out and said, come on, Phil, let's you and I take a walk.
Hallelujah.
So we took a walk out toward the cow barn.
Hallelujah.
Right there by the manure pile.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Phil, you ever have marriage on your mind? And he thought in his own quiet way. Mm-hmm. I said, you got one of the sisters on your mind? Mm-hmm. And he mentioned her.
My Lord.
I said, what's been going on here? There must have been some kind of a message.
My Lord.
I thought you was against marriage. Not the one that God put together. No way. No way. Whom God joins together. And that simply means in a man he can take it apart. Don't let no man can't separate it. The Lord's going to marry us and ain't nothing going to separate us. Nothing. And we're going to have some intimacy. Yeah, we're going to get close with each other, snuggle with each other, sweet talk each other. He also might fuss at you. I got to do this, Lord. See, I asked you. All of a sudden this morning, I turned up, and there was a bunch of people who are Messianic Jews that believe in Jesus, not a Messianic Jew is someone who believes the Messiah is coming. A true Messianic Jew is one who believes he's already come. And if we don't believe that he's already come, then the message of his second coming has no validity. I just said something again. And I will tell you over and over again. That's why folk don't like me, because I emphasize the second coming. Which is the last coming.
Hallelujah.
He's the first and the last.
Amen.
He's the beginning and the end. He's the author and the finisher.
Amen.
See, one of these days we ain't gonna have to live by faith.
Hallelujah.
We got the reality. We're not just going to see them by faith. We're going to see them face to face. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, when I shall see him
face to face,
I'm going to tell the story. It's going to take me all of eternity. I have enough time to do it. We'll see it. We'll shout it. Wherever we go,
hallelujah.
What all to know it.
Hallelujah.
What all to know. The joy of my salvation has made my heart glad, because I've been born again. Born again. Free from sin. And when they shall have finished, and when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and shall overcome them.
Amen.
And kill them.
Amen.
When they have finished. In the days of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished.
Yes, Lord.
And when they shall have finished,
hallelujah,
their testimony.
Yes, Lord.
Now I try to tell you people, even though they don't hear me, They don't hear me. They don't listen. They like to have somebody talking about Jesus, the beginning, but they don't want to talk about Jesus, the finishing. The author and finisher. It is finished. Now this is the battle that you don't have to fight. All you got to do is stand and sing, praise the Lord. I say, Lord, that we don't have it. We don't have the capacity to become a true worshiper. Where's your husband, woman? I sure ain't looking for another one. You amaze me. She came to Jacob's well way on the other side. He was sitting across about 25 feet away, just sitting there. But he was a man. Jesus came as God as a man. There's one mediator between God and the man. The man, the man, the man, the man, the man, the man.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Eyes and see not. When we look at each other, we ought to see Jesus.
Jesus, yes, Lord.
Till Christ keeps manifested in us. The whole creation is groaning. And we ourselves groan.
Yeah.
Within ourselves waiting for Christ to be revealed.
Amen.
To us, that is in us.
Yeah.
And to everybody around us.
Amen.
Why don't somebody... Why don't somebody in this tabernacle? Why don't you wretched souls, you miserable wretched souls, why don't you open up your understanding? Huh? Why don't you let God just open me up? Let the beauty of
Jesus be seen.
Hallelujah.
What's the matter, Lord? You're not convincing me.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, our Heavenly Father.
Knowing the chair of the
Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Glory to God. Thank you,
Father. Thank you.
I'd rather see fear in your face than see that.
Hallelujah.
You know the fear of God? When I look, will he recognize me? Will he know me? I know him. How about you, Peter? You know me, don't you? I know you.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, you do it every time. Yeah, but come on. As he was walking through, he looked at over there, saw Peter, all bloodied up. Can you picture that? I've seen Jesus with that. Yeah, I've seen it.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
All at once, I began to go, I knew a man.
Glory.
Whether it's in the body or out of the body.
Glory to God.
I really can't tell which it was. But I was caught
Hallelujah.
Up.
Glory.
Into the third heaven.
Glory.
Not the heaven of heavens.
No.
The third heaven.
Amen.
The best of the rule of the eternal heaven.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Finished. I know I told you people. I told the world and all you damn wicked blasphemers out there who speak against me, you fools.
Oh, God.
Oh, fool.
this night.
Oh, Jesus.
Your soul has been required of you, and you're going to wake up in hell, and you're going to see the prophet in Abraham's bosom. I don't believe that. Be my guest. Boy, if I was going to be something, I wouldn't be an unbeliever. I was fighting against unbelief. I fight to believe. Look at that. No fight at all. None. You know why? Because you just don't believe what I'm saying.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, bless you.
I wonder if we got anybody joining us today. Here we do.
Bless you, Jesus.
Give me a call. If you folk been listening to me, you already have that phone number. Just let us know you're somewhere listening. And if you're somebody I know, I'll call your name. I call three or four names that don't call no more. Now let me see. What sayest thou? Friend or foe? Friend or foe? Friend? Huh. Well, let's see. Hello? What's that?
I just want to greet you in the saints this morning, and I do thank the Lord for you, and I do thank you for all your prayers for me.
Lord bless you, sister.
God bless you, buddy.
Faithful is he who calls. you take it too lightly, people. You take it lightly.
Amen.
Hello.
God bless you.
God bless you too. That's Rufus. You know where he got that name? He got it from these snot noses. I named him Rufus when he got here. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. Then one day he got smart. I'm leaving. And he left for a woman. Who he kept bringing her down here. I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I didn't know this. I didn't know that.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Well, see, I don't know everything, but I know the one that knows everything.
Yes.
Thank you. And he tell me everything I need to know about you.
Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you, God.
And he says he's prophet to you. I commanded a widow woman.
Thank you, God.
He knew she was a widow woman.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Lord, bless you, God. Thank you, God.
Boy, you people. Hello? College Park.
Yes, sir.
Have you graduated from college yet?
Say it again, Brother.
I said, have you graduated from college yet?
No, sir. I ain't got from college yet. Praise the Lord to the saints.
And the simple?
Yes,
do you know you're simple?
Yes, sir. Thank the Lord, and he given me the strength to come off and not be a sinner. Jesus, I don't want to be a sinner.
No way, you want to be a believer.
Yes, sir, I want to be a believer. I am a believer.
Where, Where'd you get that I am from?
Well, I didn't get you a lot, brother. Say I am.
Say I am what I am. Not what I was, but what I am. I'm glad you called because I can't get these folk alive over here, Mama. Wake them up. Wake them up, Mr. Bird. God bless you. Aren't you folks ashamed? People are far off. Who wait for Saturday morning and pick up every time they can during the week, but they can't always do it. And by the way, I checked my Bulgaria frequencies. They all target the Middle East. Now I'm going to make some more adjustments because we're going to zero in on Jerusalem. And they finished their testimony and they finished. And they were killed. And they ascended up on high and caused all the world to see them going. God damn this house. This rebellious, stubborn, self-willed, haughty, arrogant, proud house. They don't even know how to humble himself. And yet, that's the requirement. If you want to be in that resurrection, you're going to have to humble yourself. He that humbles himself shall be. Can you think of a greater exalting than being caught up? He that humbles himself shall be exalted. Can you think of anything greater than that great day of being caught up to meet the Lord in the air? Hello?
I'm here listening. I'll be joining you for Passover on Pentecost on the radio on shortwave. We're having a wonderful strawberry harvest.
You tried them out to see if they were apostles and found they were liars. Hallelujah. Oh, I got a revelation. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. You're a liar. You're not listening to me.
Amen.
I have enough sense to know that all of God's people are not going to be here.
No.
But the ones that he wants here need to be here.
Yes.
He wants, and then anything to tell me how they know. Lord. They know when I talked to them years ago. Come here.
Lord. Huh? Glory to God.
I'll be there with you. Yeah. He only lives a couple hours away.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
He looks back. That's David Michaud, that's who that is. He looks back.
Hallelujah.
And now you're going to call me when I get back. I hear them call. Well, I understand. I got me some strawberries.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
How would you like to walk around this place and have God say, son, I want this house full?
My Lord, hallelujah.
And then I have people who come in and I'll check to see if they have the wedding garment on.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Which is? You got to find out whether you have a right to live here.
Amen.
This is not just a privilege.
No.
This is a right.
Hallelujah.
He gave us the right to live one another. He chose, my God, boy, oh boy.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Edward?
David? Greatly.
Greatly?
Distressed.
David? Greatly. David? Greatly distressed. Why?
Because the people.
His people.
Yes.
greatly distressed. Yes. When I hear the way some of you folk talk and react, I say, my God. This present distress.
Hallelujah.
Distressing times. And because the people were in an uncertain mood, David was. Why the hell won't you even say it? Greatly. Now, I have never used that verse. Didn't even know it was there until just a few weeks ago. In all the years of preaching, I never knew that one. The only thing I identified with when he mentioned David, because I identify with David, a man after God's own heart. Now, I don't know, I know you don't agree with that, but that's... They didn't agree with David, did they? You want to hear about Peter Price? Talking about you!
Amen.
And David was greatly distressed.
Yes.
Why?
Because the people spake of stoning him.
Why?
The people spake of stoning him.
Why are you folks trying to destroy me?
My Lord.
What a hard spirit. A rejection. A questionable mind. Why are you trying to do that? What are you Jews doing destroying your Messiah?
Amen.
We didn't know. He didn't know. He had Moses and the prophets. I was looking at one of them Jewish women this morning who was raised Jewish, and the name Jesus is not even allowed to be mentioned in their home. You don't talk about Jesus in a Jewish home. But then you watch how God speaks with somebody from within. Was it Jeremiah was? She goes on the line how she couldn't tell her mama, you can't. She mentioned Jesus to her daddy, he disowned her. Hey, you wicked people, you go sit right there. You're like, come on. Hey. See what you're doing? You've been presumptuous.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I really believe that God's people in this last hour will hunger for rebuke.
Yes, lest
they perish. They'll be thankful for God's judgment.
Yes.
That he will judge us and rebuke us before the day.
Amen.
I really think we search the
Oh God.
And know my what?
Heart.
When I tell you I know you, what do I know about you? I really can't tell you the exact year, Lord, because I don't lay those things to heart when you were doing them, because I wasn't paying much attention.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Savior. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I did not even come looking for this place.
Almighty God, thank you, Lord.
Sure wasn't looking for you. The only one I was looking to at that time was Chris.
Right.
Now he forsaken me. Even denying that God told him, that's my servant. Don't leave him. Who wants that testimony again? Who wants a testimony when somebody said, God told me this, and, God, and then you go back on your own testimony? Which one? What spirit is leading you?
Oh God.
And have the witness. You got a witness to do what you're doing is right?
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
That's why I keep talking for you. Because you've been brought in by the witness of the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And to witness to the Holy Ghost.
That's
right.
Yes.
So don't deny that witness.
Yes. Amen.
Go through your husband. Go through your brother.
Amen.
Go through your kids, folk.
Amen. True.
deny everything, but and even deny yourself.
Yes. Glory.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes. Even Christ pleased not himself. Don't tell me it wouldn't please your old flesh if your children weren't come with you and your husband come with you. That would please you very well.
Yes.
Come on, people, wake up. Don't tell me it wouldn't please you if your children would come over here.
Amen.
Well, I come to see you, Mom and Dad. Well, I'd like you to see Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
We're a bunch of hypocrites. And because you got a man among you that practices exactly what he preaches.
Lord.
I've got grandkids I've never even seen. I don't even know their name. Aren't you ashamed? No way. They want to see me, or if they need help, all they do is call me.
Hallelujah.
The other day my phone rang, and there was my youngest son, the one that just blasted me. Well, you forsook us when we were children. You hit me when I fell off the wall. Mm-hmm. That wasn't right.
Oh, God, Jesus.
Yeah, he fell off a wall. Almost 30 feet. Cut his throat right open. I ran over to him, picked him off the ground, and went, pow! I said, boy, I told you, don't do that. Dad took him in the house and bathed his throat.
Hallelujah.
I had him the other day tell me, yeah, that was wrong for you to hit me like that. I said, boy, don't you understand? You're going to kill yourself doing that.
Amen.
Stay off that wall. And look at your faces.
Amen.
I almost had to, how do I explain this to you? He was climbing a wall that was 35 feet high. Holding on to the rain spout to go up there and get a ball that he should have never thrown up there. Boy, that tooth is something, isn't it? I remember you, Sister Burgess. I remember you as a prophet in South Carolina. And just where in the world the Lord locked me into?
Glory. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And Sister Burgess, you don't even have to leave South Carolina to come to see the prophet.
Amen.
In South Carolina.
Amen.
It's just over the way.
Amen.
See, I'd like to finish it, but we're just not able to bear it. He will finish his testimony.
Finish.
Yeah. What's he going to say next? God told me he's going to send me to China. And he did.
Yeah.
And for some reason or other, I can't make you folk realize how miraculous that was to get in and get out.
Yeah.
Now, he did not send me to India. I told you that. There was a pastor from India who had been coming here, Pastor Samuels. I didn't know that. Where the hell you folk been all these years? Well, I hear you do. Then I mentioned something.
Hallelujah.
Now, Pastor Samuels came here. Pray for me to come to India. Like every day, I get calls. Now I could do it if I wasn't restricted. I got money. Back in those days, you didn't have money. What do you do? Son, I've sent the message to mankind in every language you can think about. They just don't understand it. And because because they haven't got spiritually tuned ears. They don't hear. What the Spirit is saying.
Hallelujah.
Behold, I come quickly, and I reward thee with me. Look how you respond. That's the Scripture. That's the Scripture. And such an hour you think not. Don't you think you ought to start thinking about it?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Put your mind on it.
Hallelujah.
Now when God told me the third part, he said, I'm going to send you to the Pope of Rome. Well, immediately I thought that meant Rome. But that's not where I'm going to meet him. I will meet him in Jerusalem.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Glory.
And he will finish. Now there'll be one more with me. Not sure who that is, because they're not even sure of me yet. But when I'm sure, I'll tell you. And when they, see they, shall have finished their testimony. I've been listening to you for about Daniel, this fourth beast. As they plan to slay a third part of mankind.
Amen.
Yes. Now this is somebody writing to me. As we are nearing that very soon, that third part of mankind.
Hallelujah.
I told you that virus is going to kill a lot of people. Mr. Trump says it's just going to go away. No, Satan's not going to just go away. He's not going to just go away. And neither Mr. Trump. He's not just going to go away. He's going to resist the going away with every diabolical thing he can. Do you get along with Cuba? Castro? He's dead now. You get along with Rocket Man? The Democrat, the Republican? He's a deal maker. I got a deal for you. You bow down and you don't fight me and don't say nothing bad about me, and I will give you a respectable position in my cabinet. If this man wins this next election, with everything, no matter what they tell you, all the polls tell you he's not the front runner. He's just fake news. Fake. That's what the Antichrist is. He's a fake Christ. fake.
Amen.
Nothing real about him. No truth in him. Nothing he can give that's worth anything. And you folks sit right here because one old man had enough gumption to bring you out of that mess.
Thank you, Father.
Hello?
Oh, I thought I was in. I'm
sorry. Who is this? Sister Dawes. Were you over there in the Sister Burgess?
No, it's Ernestine.
Yeah, I remember you, Ernestine Dawes.
How you doing?
I ain't. I'm not doing anything.
No, what the, how you doing?
That's, oh, he's doing it. I'm not doing anything.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah.
Jesus
doing it for you.
Oh, he's not doing it for me. He's doing it with me. We are workers together.
Hallelujah.
You still there?
Yes, sir.
When are you going to come see me?
Whenever. They won't let you ride down through there.
That's not true.
Oh, it's not?
No. People are driving everywhere.
Sister Padlock and them said they were stopping people. Sister Borgia and them said they were stopping people said so far by the bridge.
Well, just tell them where you're going.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I told Ken and them that if I got somebody to help me drive, I would come. We're going to try to come Pentecostal.
All right, we'll pray the Lord to make the way.
Amen.
You start, yes, you start, and watch him make the way.
Amen. Yeah, but you know, I have never been down there, drove down there by myself. Denise always drove down there with us, you know, Sister Haddock and them. So it wouldn't be nobody but me and Ken and Elizabeth. And I would only be the one driving because can't even one of them drive.
How old are you?
Driving license.
How old are you?
Me, I'm 73.
Well, you're the safest one to drive.
Yeah, I'm 73 years old. Praise the Lord.
Come on, hon, just make your way.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Well, you be praying for us. Are we going to call you when is the Pentecost? In about
31st of May.
31st of May, okay. All right, thank you, and I'll try my best to get there. I'm going to try to get Sister Borgia to come with us.
All right. Lord will be done.
Yes, sir. Y'all continue to pray for us up here.
Lord bless you. Now that's, what would you do with that? No, I could send for her. That's the only way you're going to get in the kingdom.
Yes.
The Lord sends for you. Because it's not too many that's striving to get there. So he's going to send for you. I'll be somewhere. You just don't like me, do you? See, especially when you do something presumptuous. Then you present it to me. And no one even implied that you should do that. Or just want to help you out. I tell you how to help me out. Just leave me alone and I'll get help.
Amen.
And if I need you, I'll call you.
Hallelujah.
I will tell you exactly what I want you to do. Now, I could tell you this is took place this week, but I'm trying to spare the person, hoping that I can say enough. Stop being presumptuous. Well, I thought I was going to help you. No, you're not going to help me.
Hallelujah.
He's going to help me.
Hallelujah.
And if he gets inside of you, he'll use you to help me. But don't come and tell me what you're going to do. You know, that's what bothered me. I'll actually quote a scripture, and you all know it's there. And yet you never want to apply it to you.
Hallelujah.
Presumptuous are they. Self-willed. And they're not afraid to speak evil. Well, I told him what I did. He didn't pay me no respect. I thought, sure, he would know I'm going to help him.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad I know that you know what to do when I need that situation. But what you done the other day, you were not told to do it. Amen, Libby. Now, it's nice to know she can do it. How'd you do that? How'd you do it? You don't know what I'm talking about? She don't know what I'm, just 2 days ago. What she done is she went and checked out how to get Sister Anderson's boy down here with a plane flight. She had to think of how much was it going to cost? You told me you had the schedule. That's the schedule. She had the information. But don't get me crazy. She had to search it out. She had to go look for it. Because she heard me talk about Sister Anderson, boy. Huh? So, Brother Ty, I got all the information if you want to fly them down. See? And I just went like that. That's none of her business. That's my business. Now I could come there and say, okay, now, Libby, I want you to go check out the schedule for me and get me a ticket. And now that I know you know how to do it, be ready. Because that look off your face. You used to call me all the time and say, I'm preparing my heart. Well, God brought you to the prepare. He said, I'm glad you want your heart prepared, but I got somebody who prepared. He'll prepare the way before you.
Yes. Lord, hallelujah.
You see, our hearts aren't right. Yes. Our hearts are too far from God.
Amen.
And that doesn't even frighten you, does it? And we got so hard today. Just look at me. Who are you talking about? Why? If you got to ask that question, you got the answer.
My Lord, me, oh Lord.
That's right.
I could be more direct. Yeah, I could.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
I told her I wouldn't ever touch. Keep my word.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen. You always do.
And then what should she do? Lord. Touch me, Lord. Yeah, but I don't like the way you touch me.
Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Oh, God.
Oh, it's all right, brother. Hey, you're okay. If you can get your wife on board.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
You want to see a classic example? When I was in the prison house, I was sent word from, what's his name? No. Boy, you folk have heard me talk about this.
Christopher's what?
God damn it. I was told by one of the brothers who finally left there, he ain't never going to touch my wife's breast no more. So I left. Somebody touched his wife's breast. She died with breast cancer. If God don't touch you, Satan will. He destroys. Sister Tyree, she was always nice to me. Never, ever did she ever resent me holding her or touching her. Never. She probably told him excited. I ain't going to touch my wife back no more. Somebody touched him. Oh, Christopher's.
Oh, bless
you, Jesus. His wife died with breast cancer. I would never even think of touching her. She wasn't the kind of... I avoided her every way I could.
All right,
you just sit there and mock me again. And maybe you're next. Well, you ain't going to put me out. I'm going to tell you something. Somebody's going to get killed in this place. And it's got to be soon. It's got to be soon. Because that's how close we are. Without the fear of God, you'll never go through tribulation. You'll fear tribulation more than you'll fear God. You ain't going to be like that. You're going to be a Shadrach and a Meshach and say, look, we may burn, but we ain't going to bow. And the king was wroth.
Glory.
Glory, God.
Find them guys and throw them into that prison. that part, look at these people. Don't even know the story you're going to.
Yes.
Hey, God, what's wrong with us? Willingly ignorant. Now, the brother wrote to Brother Jackie. Your Brother Jackie, because he's listening. He heard me talk about Daniel. And at one point, I emphasized about Daniel. Did I tell you what it was? And Daniel said, I want to know more about that fourth beast.
Amen.
And God said to the angel, help him understand it. Or make him understand.
Right.
Don't help him. Make him understand. This is what it's going to be.
Yes.
Understand that, Daniel.
Yes.
Wow.
Hallelujah.
And Daniel said when the angel gave him full understanding of the operation of that fourth beast, he said, I was sick.
Yes.
Hey!
Yes.
I was sick many days. Look, not. Oh, you're saying yes, but I mean, do you really recognize that scripture?
Yes.
I mean, it's just a.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was sick.
Yes.
Well, I've been sick now, what, about 2 years, haven't I?
Yes.
Oh, you're not sick. I'm not going to say it, but I can. At least Daniel had the right to say I was sick. When I watched this beast coming up out of the sea, having seven heads and two horns. Can't move you, can I?
Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, I want you to touch me. To do that, I got to move you. You're in the wrong place. So I'll move you.
Bless you, Lord. Oh, God.
See, what you folk need to do is say, unclean. That makes you untouchable. Then go dip seven times. Now, some of you have dipped one time, two times. Some of you have dipped or conceded. Circumstances, three times, four times. No, you don't keep on doing that.
Hallelujah.
I'm serious. I'm not being funny. You stop going back or looking back.
Hallelujah.
Just forget about it.
Hallelujah.
The fourth beast. That's where the scriptures are coming from. I've been listening to you about Daniel, this fourth beast, as they plan to slay a third part of mankind.
Amen.
They got a fool who will do it? They got a government supporting it? I believe God put that on my mind, and it won't be long now. We know that the pale horse, death, look at him.
Right.
I don't see hardly any recognition in your eyes, people. Have eyes?
I see not.
Hey, sister, what was the last one called? Sister Dobbs, Sister Burgess drives every weekend over here.
Yes.
Others drive up down our highways.
Amen.
Now they may stop her like they did when they came in from Africa. Oh, I'm going to the Overcome Ministry. Let me check them out a minute. Oh, that's a safe place.
Hallelujah.
What did that sergeant say the other day? Right over there.
Right.
What did he say?
Oh.
You stood right there,
yeah.
Terry. Where are you at? These things have happened to us right here, and we just don't.
Hallelujah.
I asked you again, would you have been running with 3 squad cars checking out the whole land, and they weren't checking you out?
Praise the Lord.
They were checking to see if everything was in order.
Praise God.
And if I'd have had any break of that thing, bingo. You drove me around, boy. What did I tell you I wanted to do? I said, I want to check on the brothers.
Praise God.
So I drove right up to the policemen who were checking on me.
Mm-hmm.
How's it going? I said, fine. I got it all under control.
Hallelujah.
Except you. Or you. Or you. Don't you know God wants to control?
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Oh, he's a cult leader. That's what he is.
That's right.
Bless you, Jesus.
That's what he... Satan knows about cult leaders.
Oh, yes.
I was in the cult when I was next to the throne.
Mm.
Kept demanding I do what I'm made to do. And
yes.
I thought, okay, I'll do that too, but I'll do a little bit more.
Mm.
I will exalt myself. And now here is the end. Here is the end. For the Satan has come down onto you out of the skies.
Hallelujah.
Prince of the power of the air.
Amen.
Using that power to control us.
That's right.
That's right.
Boy, you think somebody,
amen.
You would think somebody would say, wow, even though I believe that, just to hear it spoken like that. If I need your help, I know your abilities. I'm a fool not to use that. The only trouble is the ability is God-given. And most of us, we let our ability turn into a Cain. Because,
yeah.
You know, Cain and Abel both had the ability to offer up a sacrifice.
Amen.
They both.
Thank you.
Why are you doing that? And Abel offered up a more acceptable one that the Father would accept. Cain offered up one that God had no respect. Where are you at, saint?
Amen.
Are you a Cain? Or are you an Abel? Examination. Let me see. Check.
Lord.
Where are those that say we are well able? Let us go up at once.
Hallelujah.
Are you the ten that hung back and says, oh, it's all right, just like Moses said, the land flowing with milk and honey. Yeah, but we saw giants.
My Lord.
Who cares?
That's right.
Later on, right in that same land, old David come along and saw a giant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His brothers cowered.
Yeah.
They wouldn't fight the old giant.
Right.
And David said, who are you? Right. Well, I'm the one who destroy all of Israel. Yeah. Oh, yeah? Well, you come against me.
Hallelujah.
With your sword.
Yes.
With your constitution.
Hallelujah.
With your legality. With your immorality, with your, huh? But I come against you in the name of the Lord God of Israel. All right. No atomic bomb. Don't need no atomic bomb, just a little word of the Lord. That's all. boy, oh boy. I don't know what should happen. If we ever get full of the Holy Ghost and we act like a bunch of junks around here. What you doing? You're cold. How old are you?
73.
Oh, you got a long way to go.
Youngster.
Thank you. The fourth beast. Going to have power to destroy a third of mankind.
Amen.
No matter what Mr. Trump says, this virus is doing what it was planned to do.
Yes, yes.
Its beginning and its ending is being orchestrated.
Yes.
Always when summertime comes, it'll pass away. I can't talk. Because the whole thing has to do with science in contrast to the Word of God.
Right.
Mr. Trump is doing what the Word of God said that man would do. God sent. Satan gives him power, but where does Satan get his power? Somebody in this house... These treasures of truth. Well, now, come on, you come on. Going to lay down my burden. Yeah, Carl, I'm angry. Especially with you. Well, come on, raise Satan. Come on. What a blessing it was when God got Carl off this land. Yes. The chickens are doing better than they ever done.
Amen.
The cooks in the kitchen doing better than they ever done with that out that little hole. Yeah.
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 Yes.
Who? Christopher. What? How much is he? Two years now? Huh? $3,000 a month? For 2 years? Come on, you figure it out. He stole it. It don't belong down there by the river. We took care of the river. We paid the bills. We covered them every witness thee. God didn't give it to them. He gave it to me. And they stole it. Sounds like the devil to me. The devil's a thief.
Yes.
He comes in the night season.
Yes.
When people can't see what's going on.
Amen. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Finish. When God told me the third one, I thought it was wrong. But we see everything moving now for Rome to rule from Jerusalem.
Yes.
They don't see it. They don't see it. And as the brother says here, but Daniel saw 3 years when he said the middle war would not be as the former or the latter, 45, as I believe, that the pale horse, since his name is Death, must be Satan. Death? Keep track of all the folks just dying? No?
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to keep it under 100,000? No, it's going to blast it wide open.
Amen.
war to slay a third part, 2.6 billion people at least, so we could see this. Soon as Trump has moved, these Navy ships sound like a plan to blow the virus in May. May has always been a destructive month. You want to mark the month of May and August. There were two main times that God moved in my life. First, he birthed me in May. May has always been a destructive month, such as May 1948, the 1967 war, the Six-Day War in May. For 2 years we're in prophecy, and this pale horse will do it. I mean, does anybody still believe in that? The pale horse rider? Maybe some of you folks are riding them. Sister Eunice did. She rode on the back of the pale horse. That was going to come to kill. Blessed are they who get killed. You're not going to do it, are you? I just thought May. But we still haven't seen a third part of men killed, as we know. White, red, black, and pale horse. So they have to happen under the seals. And if we are in a 42-month night season, then now it will have to come like a thief. As Trump has placed those Navy ships that Putin had forewarned for years, no defense. We just moved our fleet into the Russian waters. Damn you, fool, because you're not hearing me. You're not paying no attention when I talk to you like this. Yeah. Just the other day we moved our fleet into Russian waters. We got the greatest military in the world. I remember just a few months ago, and I'm going quick because you folk aren't getting, you're not getting nothing out of this. You're just sitting there all unmoved. Hello. Now this guy here promised. He's a liar. He promised, you tell me not to call anymore and I won't do it. See? He's a liar. You're a liar. You're a liar. Because they receive not the love of the truth, they believe a lie. And so much that they become liars. Yeah? You know, I don't know how to explain what's going to happen, except what the scripture tells us. We're going to see America absolutely destroyed. Amen. Hello?
The law of faith.
You're a liar, you know that, don't you? You are a liar. You're a liar. Oh, go to hell. See, here's a man that said, put me on the air. And he said, you tell me not to call.
and I will not do it. I knew he was going to call. Busy going to the swine, and the result of that, they're going to kill themselves.
Right.
Committing spiritual suicide. Forked tongue. Oh, you're the prophet of God. You're just not doing what I tell you to do. Hello?
You're overruled. Debate thy cause. You're wrong again. Proverbs 25:9. Debate thy cause with thy neighbor himself and discover not a secret to another. You're the accuser of the brethren. You better stand down or else bring the judgment.
Who the hell are you?
I'm going by the law of faith.
Who the hell are you? Why don't you answer me? Who are you?
Malachi 3:18.
Good. Then I'm going to go to hell, right?
No.
No? where am I going to go? Huh?
You're
going to
repent.
Oh, yeah? To who? Which brothers am I accusing?
You just accused Brother Christopher of stealing.
Hey, they're stealing. They moved away from this place. You are a liar.
How am I a liar?
You said if I would tell you, you told me last week, tell me I shouldn't call and I won't call, and here you are. You are a liar. Good. Today. Overruled how? Who the hell are you? Go to hell. You're a damn wicked, evil man, and you're not a brother. He's not a brother. Huh? Hey. I'm not the authority, right? Then what the hell are you worried about it for? Who is the authority?
The Lord Yahweh, the new covenant. Yeshua is the mediator of the new covenant. He tells us what to do.
I'm in that covenant. I'm in that covenant.
Okay.
You ain't got nothing. No, I take nothing from you. Nothing. Nothing, you devil. Oh, Satan raises. Oh, we will not be defeated. We have the power in the name of the Lord. Shut my mouth, devil. Shut my mouth. Shut my mouth. Get me off the air.
Bring the judgment. I'll repent.
And you would like these people to believe that you listen to me and I've spoken about them things all along. That's right, I was supposed to. Well, so you're being judged. Go to hell. That's just cast your pearl before a swine. See, he'll turn and rend you. All of us, and all, you're the prophet, and you've got to receive my word to repent. And if I don't, then I'm going to go to hell, right? Right? You know, every week I do this. Shut my mouth, devil. So you folks play the same game. You should take that silent treatment.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Yeah?
The scripture is...
See, he will come and say he is God. He will exalt himself above all That's been called of God. I've been called of God.
Yeah.
And he got authority over me. That's the Antichrist coming. See, even now are there many Antichrists. Chris, Enoch, Connolly, Antichrist. They're against what God's doing here, even though God brought them here. Huh? See, Antichrist. And there's plain old Antichrist and everything. I'm doing it now.
No, you're not.
What do you want me to do?
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
No, I'm not going to hear what you say. No, I'm not going to, so you might as well quit trying.
What's wrong with you? Maybe you're an Esau.
Okay, am I an Esau? Am I okay? Sure I do. Sure I do.
Why can't you hear?
Well, because I'm hard-headed. Well, come on, come and face me. Come on down and walk in the. Come on down. Go to. You know what? There's nobody hearing you. You ain't.
Yeah.
Oh, I reject it. I reject it. Shut your damn mouth. Your mouth will be stopped.
They're waiting for you to repent so they can do their work.
Hear that?
I'm already overcomer. That's been fulfilled.
And so am I.
Die to be resurrected.
Beautiful. Go your way then. What? Why am I a problem? You have me. You don't give me orders. And you don't give me. Oh, boy. I think it was Brother Kirk said the Antichrist would be a fool. You have no authority. You have no authority. You have no
righteousness.
I hope you folk take advantage of what you have a privilege to see. The Antichrist is manifesting himself, and he's doing it within the church. With those who think they're God or got authority. This damn fool, this devil, says, since we got to go into the pit, can we go into the swine? Because they knew Jesus had authority. They also knew what time it was. I don't know why in the world you say things to folk and they don't believe. They said, we know who that is. Oh, we know you're the prophet. Now you take orders from me. And y'all, some of you shaking your head, but y'all praying, praise to it. The Spirit, even now, are there many Antichrists, and they will deceive many. Now this fellow right here is not deceiving anybody. I guarantee he has no broadcast. He has no a group of people around him. There ain't nobody listening to him. So he's very envious of this position here. Envy. See, and there he comes again. See, very, very envious. For envy they deliver us up. For envy. You got it? You're not full of envy, are you? Because I deal with your spirit most of the time from people right here. I'm not accusing you. I'm judging you. And I've made a faithful judgment on you. I do believe that you, I tell you this many times, I do believe you are the elect. I believe this is the place, not Ohio, not where he's at, not down by the river. I believe right here. Right here. I believe it's a place where God is going to preserve a small group. And if you're not in that group, he's going to get you out. He's going to cast out of his kingdom. See? What? Come on down here, Steve, so I can cast your butt out of here. Tell me I can't do it. Come on down. Face me.
Oh, God.
Coward. Hello? Good. You know, it was Brother Chris that preached about Satan being implacable. There he is. I asked you some time ago, what does the word implacable mean, Brother Jeff? You've been in my dictionary. Unmovable. Can't move him out of the way, can you? The only way you can get him out is just cast him out. You're going to judge me? Come on down and judge me.
Hallelujah.
And I'll cast you out of here. Then your judgment is settled.
Amen.
You don't think judgment's going to begin with me?
Oh,
come on and judge me.
Oh, yes.
Come on.
Yes, God.
Come on. Make your judgment now. See, you folk don't realize we're at that time. We can't keep going. We're not going to go like this. The line being drawn, either on the right side or the wrong side.
Yes, yes,
Lord. That's all good. I don't care. You go ahead and play the. Libby, what you done that day was presumptuous. What made you think I wanted you to give me that inventory for? That was none of your business. Shut up! Still got your money. You want to go? Are you sure? See how presumptuous you are? Thinks he can just talk back to me, talk up to me. He don't understand. He didn't quite get it. He don't quite understand what's going on. Brother Brown. Son of Man. Oh, you would stand up to the Son of Man, wouldn't you? That's what Jesus was. That's what he still is. Son of Man.
Children of thy people.
Children of thy people.
Still talking against thee behind the doors and the walls of the houses.
So I'm judging, huh?
Hallelujah. Oh, God.
When a man be giving you his monthly check for 40 years, then moves away. For over 2 years now, he hasn't turned in one dime. He's robbing God. He's robbing of the ability to recognize a man of God. That's my servant, God told him. And this snot note here, oh yeah, you're the last day prophet, and I'm sent to judge you. Go to hell, sir. I'm the last one that's going to do the judging. There's one coming out, when his judgment comes, it will be the final judgment. Period. Well, we'll wait and see. Come with you. Not too much longer. And you folk won't make an effort, will you? You sit there. What defiance comes out of your eyes? Well, you're accusing. Accusing. I'm charging. Now, the reason I'm reading it is because he's talking about this, the four horsemen. Last four seals shall come out of the four horsemen as the judgments are near. And I hope that God would let us be together so we can encourage each other. See what God had to do with Jackie? Because he'll always end these things. He don't agree with everything I say. You understand that? He doesn't. He just agrees that this is God's For 10 years I wrestled with that guy.
Amen.
See? Now the one reason I'm talking about Israel, because I was looking at those Israel maps and, you know, and for some reason or other, you can't make these folk believe that all Israel, which is comprised of Jew and Gentile,
amen,
will be saved.
Amen.
But not fleshly Israel.
No.
Not natural Israel.
No.
Spiritual Israel.
Amen.
I've contended with these guys all the time. And now we're watching a move of God going back to the remnant. He said, a remnant shall be saved. So that's what's going on with this ministry to Israel. And where am I going to finish mine? How many times have you heard me say, keep your eyes on Jerusalem? When you see Jerusalem, you know where Jerusalem is? Hey! You don't know where Jerusalem is?
Amen.
But old John said, I saw a new Jerusalem.
Glory, glory. Yes, Lord.
Coming down from God. And I told you this all along. I told you that land from Turkey down to Ethiopia and all of the Middle East is the original landmass of the Garden of Eden. And God's going to restore that whole place just like the garden.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Once he gets enough dung on it,
glory,
dig it up, turn it around, dung it real good.
Yes, he is.
And that land is going to be blocking like a rose.
Hallelujah.
I like why this doesn't excite you folk. And I marvel how God never sent me to Jerusalem. Sent me to China. Sent me to Cuba. India. Russia. Europe.
Amen.
And I've often told you, I have invitations every day about coming to India. Pakistan. Yeah. Brother Stick, come over here to Pakistan. We're making some inroads with them. You know, a little ministry. I say, here's the prophet. Shall we stand? You're not going to do it, are you? You're dismissed. Hear that. God says, you're going to call upon me and I won't answer. Now let me read the scripture for you. The word of the Lord came on me again. This is talking to Ezekiel. You know, Ezekiel was the last hour, the rebuilding of the temple, the restoring of Israel to God, the prophet Ezekiel.